Australia's been battling housing issues for a long time, mainly affordability and a lack of supply. And as the government tries to ease the pressure, it's been looking at policies which underpin Australia's housing and tax system. And there's a lot of talk about capital gains tax, or CGT, and how changes to it could help ease some pressure for Australians. Here's the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers.
The status quo in housing and in tax is unfair and unacceptable.
So what exactly is capital gains tax? Well, in Australia, we generally pay tax on most of our income. That might be wages or business profits, but also money made from selling assets like houses or shares, and that's called capital gain. There's long been a 50% discount on the amount of tax you have to pay on that capital gain if you're selling a house. That's because some housing profit is due to inflation. That's everything everywhere getting more expensive. So the argument is that the capital gain from house sales shouldn't be taxed in full. It's a policy that benefits people who have investment properties, and it's copped a lot of criticism. Some argue it's a tax break for rich landlords who are contributing to others, especially young people and those on low incomes, being locked out of the housing market. Sally McManus is the head of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, or the ACTU, and they've been calling for the discount on capital gains tax to be lowered.
It's 1%, like 1% of the wealthiest Australians, the ones benefiting from this.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers says fixing our housing taxation system will address intergenerational inequality within the market.
The challenges in the housing market begins with supply, but it doesn't end there. And so I think any responsible government like ours needs to take seriously the very genuine intergenerational concerns that people have and make the housing market fairer and make the tax system fairer as well.
Labor's previously said it wouldn't change capital gains rules, but apparently it is now. And that's something the opposition is slamming. Here's Deputy Opposition Leader Jane Hume, who says Labor's simply breaking an election promise.
They said that life was going to be better off under an Albanese government, that you'd have more money in your pocket, that your electricity prices would go down, that you'd have, that housing would be cheaper. All of that has been a lie.
The federal government's also said to be considering winding back negative gearing concessions. That's when investment property owners operate at a loss and then deduct that loss from their overall taxable income to reduce their payable income tax. The good news for those who are negatively gearing at the moment, any changes are expected to be fully grandfathered, which means they'll only be applied to those in the future, not to existing situations. But we're not exactly clear on whether the policy will cap the number of negatively geared properties, limit it to newly built properties, or phase it out entirely in the future. So the question is, what impact will these housing taxation changes have? Well, it'll likely affect those with investment properties who are usually high earners or who have high asset wealth. Economists reckon some investors will exit the market when they can no longer access tax concessions. That would put downward pressure on prices as the number of properties on the market increases. But for renters, it could mean prices go up as the number of available rental properties decreases.